Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Concert night.
Woohoo! We got back from our second concert.
Yes.
Oh,
man.
Amazing. Now, up front, real quick, we want to talk about, like, after experiencing these two concerts, we really did get a sense of realization that, like, too much information and going into these concerts might have been ruinous for us
a little bit in some ways.
We were surprised about the specific songs he played, but not like the list of songs he played. You know, we knew that there was a group of like 50 songs that he could pick from, and so we were never really super surprised. And so we just want to warn, we're going to talk very generically at the first half of this, and then we'll give you a stern warning, and then we'll go into spoilers. And
all right.
And honestly, if you've booked tickets for the show, maybe don't look at the spoilers, because we're going to spoil things that we didn't even know were about to happen.
Are we? We're going to do that?
A couple of things.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
A couple of things. And I honestly think those things were some of the best parts of the show.
Yeah.
And I looked around the audience, and when they would do something like we all know he's playing Saga Begins.
Yes.
At the end of the show, unless he plays Yoda.
Right.
And so when he starts playing that song, the audience erupts in a joyousness that is sort of like more than like, oh yeah, I like that song. It's
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were gonna play this song. It's so amazing.
Yeah. But we knew.
But we knew.
We still had the joy, though. Well, I still had the same joy.
It wasn't the same joy for me.
Well, not the same.
You know what I mean? Like, and so just be aware that maybe you want to, if you've got your tickets booked, maybe you skip the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't dive too much farther in. It's probably too late for some of the stuff.
Some of us have been like diving like crazy.
Exactly.
I've been trying to lay off and not. Like, I haven't listened to anything since that first one posted. I listened to that. I'm like, you know, I don't want to listen to this.
Oh, definitely.
I haven't listened to any others. I haven't listened to any of the covers. I will eventually, but I've been kind of glancing at the set list just to see, you know, if anything new popped up. But so I've been, you know, I have been looking at the spoilers a little bit, but I was still, you know, like you said, pleasantly surprised by a few things, and that's cool.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Yes.
Emo.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Emo was fun. I really liked Emo. His stuff was fantastic. He's a very smart comedian. Yeah, I love him.
It was cool. And I like his sort of, he's kind of got this like Stephen Wright one-liner type of thing, but it's always like a
little more,
swerve
though.
At the end.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I felt like his delivery of the Augusta show was a little bit better than his delivery in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was slightly different because, you know, some of the jokes were the same, but he also did a variety of different jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell, the thing I like about him is you can tell he's been on the road for so long that like, he's got a million different jokes. And if he just sort of pops into his mind, he's like, you know what, maybe I'll tell that one right now.
Yeah. And he could read the room, cause he could tell a big difference, you know, in demographics between the two areas. And he could definitely, he's smart. He threw out a few jokes in Atlanta that probably wouldn't have worked so well in Augusta. So it was cool. And just, like I discussed that his delivery was better in Augusta, but I think the overall set was better
in
Atlanta. Just a couple jokes that he did in both hit better, I think, in Augusta. Just I don't know why, but he changes phrases, drops a word, adds a word, kind of like muddles through a little bit in different ways between the jokes. It's the same joke, but he'll do them a little different, take a little twist. I noticed he left out a few little words that made it better in Augusta in Atlanta. Like, those couple words difference makes such a difference in the joke.
Yep.
It's still funny, but it was better the way he did it the first time, or vice versa. There's a couple that were, I think, better in, you know, tonight's show than the previous. But overall, it was great to see just the variety of jokes, and even the jokes that were the same were a little different. It was really good to see a
different
master
order
of his craft.
Yeah, different order. Yeah. It was really, it flowed really interestingly.
Yeah.
The one thing I have from the Augusta show is there definitely were some jokes that were above the kid's IQ. Like, because there was a kid sitting next to me, and several times he had to be like, "Dad, what's a Mormon?" And for that, you're like, "Oh, it's a religion." But then some of it was like, There's a couple of jokes that are a little uncomfortable when you're sitting next to a kid.
Yeah.
And so just be aware of that.
A couple when you're sitting next to Charlie, too.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable.
Yeah. But now, Al.
Al, amazing, as always. man, these are good shows. I'm so glad we saw two shows.
I am too.
Oh my God. If you can do it, do it. But well, I mean, I know it's not for everybody. It's hard to do, hard to pull off, but we got lucky. And oh my God, wow. And
I definitely think that he treated these two shows as if there were two shows in the same place for the most part.
Yes.
I mean, the only surprise was that the surprise was he only played two the same.
Yep.
One was the Dare to be Stupid that he does sort of as a Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
We even think that maybe the people who called it blues meant it's the same song. It's not different.
It is bluesy. So if you don't know Grateful Dead, you're going to think it's blues. So I can understand people who called it the blues version. It's the same version.
Yeah.
It's obviously the same version. It's very bluesies. I'm not a fan. I honestly, I didn't like it.
Yeah. It's not as, I think that the music and the lyrics make a lot more sense when it's the Devo cover. But I also understand that this is one of the few B-sides and rarities that he's actually played, originals that he's actually played. So I can understand why he's kind of bored with it.
It's always been in heavy rotation for me. I guess he wants to do it different, but it does not work. For me, it doesn't work. The punch of that song is the combination of those lyrics with that music makes it a masterpiece. And this just takes the lyrics away.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said before, we heard it, I don't like the Grateful Dead. It's interesting. It's got good melody. It's good musically, but it just does not work for me, and I did not enjoy it.
No, so, understandable. And then the rest of the show was different, except for the medley. And then we were kind of shocked. He did play Saga. Everything that was different about the two shows, he then played Saga both times.
Yeah, I really expected Yoda. I really did. But, you know, looking down the list, you know, I haven't since then, but, you know, I know beforehand, he's only played Yoda a few times.
Yeah.
I don't think more than five. I could be wrong. But
most of them are the double city ones.
Same day. Most of them are the same day ones.
Well, same city.
Yeah. Well most
some of them are back to back days.
Yeah, that's true.
But so overall, really enjoyed it. Had some fun, threw in some bits and some things that so even if you knew that the show was what the songs might be, that you'd never seen them quite perform like this a couple of times, which we'll talk about in a minute.
At the end, the spoiler version.
But yeah, so great. I mean, let's just run down the list real quick.
Okay, well, I will do Augusta first. He started that one with Fun Zone.
Like you should.
Yes, it was a much better beginning. I think Augusta had the better beginning. It was great energy right from the beginning. Then he went into in Augusta One More Minute, which was really cool to hear. And then Happy Birthday, which it was great because he kind of used a setup that Emo did in the beginning. Emo kind of like asked people for a birthday and talked to someone. And then Al's like, hey, I heard we have a birthday. And, you know, kind of just to the same area of the stage, whatever. Well,
and then he had this. Not yet.
And then after that, he did the Dare to be Stupid. Yeah. Great for that version we already talked about. Then there's the Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota, which I loved. That was the first of the songs on my list that he hit that night. And then he went to the second on my list, Generic Blues. That was so cool to hear. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, you want me to just read it or you want me to call
it? Yeah, read it, read
just
it.
Just reading it. Then we Truck Driving Song. And then there was a Fire Drill.
Fire Drill?
Yeah. Which that was interesting.
Spoiler, I guess?
No, spoiler because he's not going to do it again. There was a malfunction or something in the building and there was a literal fire drill.
Yeah, so Truck Driving Song, he actually sang with the lights up because nobody could turn the lights off. It was
very
hilarious.
Interesting. Like, no one went for the doors. It was like, whatever, fire, we'll burn with Al. Just, there wasn't panic. Everyone just kind of sat there and like, all right, this is weird. Anyways, then it was, I was only kidding. If That Isn't Love, Let Me Be Your Hog, Velvet Elvis, You Don't Love Me Anymore, Party at the Leper Colony, That Boy Could Dance, Mr. Frump in the Iron Lung, Albuquerque, then he went to a bass solo, followed by a drum solo, followed by the vibraphone slap solo, then there was the medley, then the encore, which was Peaches by Presidents of the United States.
It was Georgia. It made sense. Yes, but so happy. Peaches, honestly, was my favorite surprise moment because we knew most of the other stuff. So Peaches. Right.
That was the surprise for you. And you were bouncing a little kid. It was great.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Saga Begins.
Yep.
And that was Augusta. And that was, wow. That was
awesome.
Yeah. Didn't hit a lot of the songs that I wanted to play. I only got four from my list of hopes and dreams. But it was fantastic. I got to hear my Velvet Elvis, which is seriously probably my very favorite of all of his songs. And seeing it live was unbelievable. Oh, man. Bermuda, please call me. You're a god. That was so impressive. The whole band, the harmonies, the guitar, the bass, everything was just gorgeous in that song for me. Loved it. Highlight of my night.
Then we went on to Atlanta today.
Atlanta's list. We had Dare to Be Stupid. The whatever. He started off with that one, which was just a weak beginning, yeah. I think. I don't know. For me, I think a lot of the audience, too, is just like, okay, that's odd. Then CNR, Bob, Mr. Popeil, The Night Santa Went Crazy, Good Enough for Now, Stop Forwarding That Crap to Me, Craigslist, Melanie, Dog Eat Dog, Midnight Star, Drum Solo, Jackson Park Express, Don't Download the Song, When I Was Your Age, Why Does This Always Happen to Me, Young, Dumb, and Ugly, The Medley, then the encore, The Rolling Stones, It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It, and then Saga Begins as the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now that I'm thinking about this, we're in a hotel room, so I'm going to wrap it up, and then we'll talk about the secret stuff on another podcast, probably.
Ooh, okay.
But yeah, it was so much fun. I'm so glad. I don't want to keep harping on the fact that we got to see two, but I'm so glad we did.
Yeah.
Because Al treated these two right. He knew that these two were close together. He knew that probably a majority of the audience would go to both. Yeah. And so he treated us to a lengthy two-night show.
Fantastic shows. Yeah.
It was amazing.
I got
it honestly
all but
four
of my list between the two shows. I'm so happy.
So glad I went to this. I am so glad I got tickets to this. I skipped the last tour because I was like, I've seen him. I've seen him several times. I know what he's going to do. Some of the stuff is going to be slightly different because it's his new album. But for the most part, I've seen Fat. I've seen The Suit. Mm-hmm. And it's the same. But this, honestly, was two concerts that were so different from each other that it was totally worth all the pain and expense that we did to go all the way from a different state just to be here.
It was worth it. I wish he'd gone to Florida. He's not gonna, whatever. But yeah, I think the same reason you said is the reason I didn't see more than one from Mandatory Fun. I knew he was going all over Florida for that tour, but they're all going to be the same. So I'm like, I'll just see Orlando and that's it. I don't need to go see any others. But this one, if you can see multiples, anyhow, any way you can pull it off, if you can, you should.
Yeah. Yeah. So so we're going to wrap up real quick. We'll talk about some of the secret things maybe in next week's Monday episode so we can talk about that. But we just wanted to say thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed our coverage of the concerts, our Instagram and our Facebook. And we wanted to give shouts out to all the fans that we saw who came up and said, hey, we listened to the podcast. We really enjoyed that.
Yeah, Jennifer Brown is the one that I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, yeah.
And lots of others.
Yeah.
So,
one name that pops in my head. Yeah, cool. We, other people like mentioned this on the Facebook page. It's cool to see there's other people around, and it was cool. Very cool.
And all the fans were awesome.
Yeah,
that was so cool.
And when we talked to, it was great.
And we even waited out for Al at the end of the Augusta show, and we got Ruben's signature. We got Kimo's signature, and then we got Al's signature.
Yes.
And Al, thank you so much for hanging around and letting us get a signature. I know we didn't, we weren't allowed to take pictures or anything, but it made it just made this experience so much greater. So we want to thank them. We want to thank the band. We want to thank Emo and the crew and everything. And just we're going to try to go to bed. We're kind of excited, but we're going to try to go to bed so we don't annoy our neighbors.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. And you'll hear more from us on Wednesday with our next song.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.